BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. On the morning of April 21st, the Bình Định Department of Home Affairs held a conference to announce the results of voter consultation regarding the proposal to merge Gia Lai and Bình Định provinces, as well as the plan to reorganize communal-level administrative units within the province. During April 19 and 20th, all voter consultation teams across the province conducted door-to-door surveys in villages and residential quarters. The process was carried out in groups to ensure timely implementation, democratic procedures, objectivity, and compliance with regulations. As of 8 p.m. on April 20th, preliminary results showed that for the provincial merger proposal, 423,070 out of 430,047 participating households were in favor, accounting for 98.38%, while 6,977 households opposed it, or 1.62%. Additionally, 5,248 eligible voters had not participated in the consultation, representing 1.21%. For the communal-level administrative reorganization plan, 423,179 out of 429,642 households supported the proposal, equaling 98.54%, while 6,280 households, accounting for 1.46%, were against it. In the coming days, the provincial councils of communes, wards, and towns, as well as district, town, and city levels people's councils, will convene to review and approve the proposals. The Bình Định Provincial People's Council is expected to hold its 23rd session on April 28th to consider and vote on both and provincial merger and the communal level administrative reorganization plan. On the afternoon of April 20, 2025, in celebration of Easter, a delegation led by Mr. Lương Đình Tiên, Director of the Department of Ethnic and Religious Affairs, visited and extended greetings to the Southern Evangelical Church of Vietnam's Representatives Committee at the Evangelical Church in Chuan Sik, Quy Nhơn City, and the Diocese of Quy Nhơn. At its visits, Director Lương Đình Tiên conveyed warm Easter wishes of peace and happiness to clergy, priests, pastors, religious workers, and followers. He also commended the Catholic and Protestant communities for their active participation in patriotic emulation movements, civic campaigns, and local social welfare initiatives. This morning, Quy Nhơn University organized the 4th Vietnam Book and Reading Culture Day 2025 under the theme Digital Transformation in Reading Culture. The event aims to promote a reading culture, inspire innovation and creativity among the youth, and nurture a spirit, dedication, and national development, particularly within the university students' community. On this occasion, the university library also showcased its digital database through a book and reference material exhibition. The exhibition featured demonstrations on AI-powered search tools, virtual reading technologies, and e-books. On April the 20th, The Bình Định Department of Education and Training organized a recruitment exam aimed at attracting high-quality human resources for the 2024-2025 academic year. This year, the department received 16 applications, of which 11 met the criteria to proceed to both rounds of the selection process. The exam seeks to recruit teachers with strong professional qualifications, ethical standards, and a solid understanding of the party and state guidelines, policies, and laws. The initiative is part of effort to meet the growing demands of the education sector, particularly during the implementation of the 2018 General Education Program. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.